JewishHistory.org presents Rabbi Beryl Wein's 5,000 Years of Jewish History, one video clip at a time. Clip number 81, Britain and Palestine.
After the Balfour Declaration, the Zionist movement thought that it had a free ride. England was going to support it. England was going to create the national Jewish home. The Zionist movement would bring the Jews, it would perhaps bring the money, but the establishment of the Jewish homeland itself, that would be a project of the British Empire. They were sorely mistaken. England almost immediately began to back off from the Balfour Declaration. Winston Churchill, when he was Secretary of Colonial Affairs, visited in 1922. He split off Transjordan from the mandate over Palestine and gave it to the Hashemite family as one of their kingdoms. Today it's the country of Jordan. Generally speaking, Lord Herbert Samuel, who was the Jewish High Commissioner for England in Palestine, took a very negative approach towards the establishment of the Jewish homeland because he was under tremendous pressure from the Arabs, who under no circumstances were willing to allow Jewish immigration into the country or the construction of a Jewish infrastructure. So there were Arab riots in 1923, in 1926, in 1929, and England always appeased the Arabs by restricting Jewish rights and restricting Jewish immigration. In the early 1920s, Haj Amin al-Husseini, who was the leader of the most anti-Jewish faction in the Arab world, became the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem, a brand new invented title, a position that never existed before. And as the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem, he continued all of his life to incite against Jews, and the blood of hundreds, if not thousands, of Jews lies on his hands. England backed off from its promises, and therefore it would take a restructuring of the mindset of the Zionist movement in order for the Jews to be able to continue in their struggle to build a homeland for themselves in their ancient land. Thank you for watching. I'm Beryl Wein.
For more on Jewish history, go to JewishHistory.org.